sounds pretty scary.
Everyone else has cancer, not him. Not people that you care about or know.
Trade shows just like a town. There's the good side of the tracks and there's the bad side of the tracks. Merlin Mann has dragged me back here behind the Apple booth. Why, Merlin? Why?
Leo, my favorite part of every Macworld is the place that I call Tiny Town. It's where all the best little tiny booths are. These are not the guys with the hugest budgets. These are not the guys with the booth bunnies. They're not giving away umbrellas and bumper stickers. They got really cool little apps, and they threw a little cash and come to Macworld and have people like us come talk to them.
Brian Balls from App Zapper. Well, we love disco. That was one of my picks. And App Zapper's the greatest anti-uninstaller.
Thank you.
You don't really. I would have said you don't need one for the Mac.
Well, you know, a lot of things happen that you think you don't need something because it's simple on the Mac. But with App Zapper, we found that we're filling up our hard drives with a lot of internet cache files and, you know, whatever. So we download a lot of stuff, and we came up with the idea to zap it.
So as usual, you scratched your own itch.
Yeah, absolutely. I could totally use this. Now, this doesn't cream your libraries. It's pretty molecular about what it goes in and takes out, and it's smart about understanding what should go and what shouldn't.
We tried to make it as smart as possible, and the great thing about it is it's safe. So we give you a preview of what it's doing, and then it goes into the trash, so it's not destructive at all.
I got to show you something, Merlin. Remember what I was talking about? Remember what I was talking about how it was smoking? Disco's smoking, baby. It's smoking. Look at that. It's burning. Burn, baby, burn. Disco Inferno. Burn, baby, burn. Gotta burn that CD-ROM. Burn, baby, burn. I'm sorry.
You have a gift. I think you're going to be the biggest star in Tiny Town.
Oh, no. Anyway, so Disco's a new one for you.
Right.
Yeah, I like it. I like both of them.
Oh, absolutely. It's beautiful.
A-plus Mac applications.
One night on the podcast, Leo went on for like 45 minutes about how it makes flames.
Well, you know, that was a small investment to make for the, I think, the appreciation that we have for it. And, you know, it's beautiful. I love it.
All right, let's move on because there's another one here that we've highlighted before. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. We've highlighted this before. I mocked it. I said it was silly. Merlin Mann was sleeping at the time, so he didn't actually hear me do it. But
you know what? You guys ragged me. You ragged me on the show. You ragged me for weeks. Ooh, I don't understand. Why do I have to have software to help me sleep? Well, I'm just here to tell you, pizzizz changed my life.
Let's see, the most rested man at Macworld Expo. I want to see you. He's the best rested man at Macworld Expo.
Hi, Leo. Nice to see you.
It's good to see you. Edward Lang is Mr. Pizzizz.
Yeah.
are you relaxed? Did you pizzizz already today?
Already, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
How often do you pizzizz?
Oh, a lot more than I should. I pizzizz at least 3 times a week.
Surgeon General says it's okay.
It's very good for you, absolutely.
How did you come up with the idea?
A friend of mine, Matthew, came up with the idea. He was working as a personal trainer at the time, and he was looking into how Frank Zane, who was what did he win? He was
like a bodybuilder.
Bodybuilder, yeah. And he was actually power napping during his sets and finding he was getting much better results as a result of it.
In between sets, he would nap?
Absolutely.
I got to tell my trainer about that.
But you know, to learn how to nap to that extent is very difficult. So we want to try and make it simple. So it's literally just as simple as just listening.
I got a question for you. So you have a new module that helps people do biphasic sleep. Is that correct?
It's the same module, but we've changed it slightly. So it's been extended so you can have 70, 80, or 90 minutes.
Wait a minute. What's biphasic sleep?
Biphasic sleep is this totally squirrely fad where you're supposed to sleep in like 90-minute increments. It's one of these weird little... I think we've lost Leo already. Leo's gone on to his own personal pizzizz. Leo?
I have something called monophasic sleep.
Yeah, how's that work?
I sleep all the time.
Hunka, 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 hunka. Now, I got to ask you, have you tried this polyphasic sleep crap and does it really work?
I haven't tried it.
See, he's a smart man. He knows better. All he needs is the pizzizz. He doesn't need the whole thing.
This is good enough for me. Yeah, absolutely.
I read a blog where a guy was doing it. He did it for a while. You remember reading that blog?
I did.
He gave up.
They all do.
Yeah, because it's crazy.
It's crazy. You can't have a life. Everyone thinks you're nuts.
Every 3 hours, you say, oh, sorry, I got to go to bed.
Edward, what the hell are you doing to America with this crazy software?
Well, I'm trying to help them get relaxed and re-energized. Yes.
I'm sold.
Yeah, good.
I asked him if I could record my own pizzizz stuff and put in subliminal messages. Listen to Twit. He wouldn't let me do it.
Yeah, and he was kind of passive-aggressive about it. He was sort of like...
Yeah. He said, we have a very good voice, guy. We don't need you. Thank you very much.
You've got a great voice.
No, I'm just teasing you. I love pizzizz. Merlin won me over. In fact, I don't know if that coupon code's still good, but we used to have a coupon code for pizzizz for 20%, 25% off. It's still good?
Still good.
Twit. Just say Twit. Pizzizz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. You changed my life. You know, Scott Bourne's still not on board with this.
He's still sleeping.
Yeah. Scott's still like, why can't I just go buy an alarm clock?
It's not to wake you up. It's to put you to bed.
See, this is what no one understands. This is the beauty of Pizzizz. The beauty of Pizzizz is it helps you develop the patterns that you can fall asleep quickly and not be worried that you won't wake up. You know what? Give me your badge.
All right, and we're going to, train. While they're trading Pizzizz badges, we're going to go off to find some more tiny developers in Tiny Town. Hey, Merlin, I found a developer so tiny, they don't even have a booth. But you've probably heard of him. It's Ka-Ching. Remember Ka-Ching? And with me, Juan Alvarez, who is the CEO of Midnight Apps.
Hi, how you doing?
It's good to see you. And this is Luis.
How you doing?
And you do quality assurance. Matthew is the,
He's
the deal guy.
Yep.
He's making all the big deals. And design is by Josh.
Josh.
Hey, guys. So, Juan, you told me this is the first time you guys have actually met up.
Actually, yeah. He's, where are you located again?
Hollywood.
I don't even know. He's in Oregon. I'm in Virginia. This is my cousin. He's with me, so he wanted to see what the Mac community is all about, and so I'm giving him through the paces. And
Ka-Ching is very cool. I've downloaded it. Right now it's in beta, so it's free. It's basically a quicken killer.
Yes, actually it's Cha-Ching.
Not Ka-Ching. Yeah. Cha-Ching.
Cha-Ching. And it's basically making it fun to manage your money. You know, because if you look at Quicken or iBank or Money, it's boring.
Right.
It's not.
You never want to do it.
No, exactly.
It's a chore.
Exactly. So if you make it more like a game and make it colorful and make it more fun, then you'll actually want to manage your money.
Josh has made a good job making it fun with a little piggy bank icon.
Yeah, it's lots of work, but you know, we really try to concentrate on making it not like Quicken and making it so that it's designed to be like a Mac app and not like a port of a Windows app.
And Juan, you just told me you're adding Bonjour networking to it?
Yes, actually, that was a cool idea we had. I was like, let's do something that no one has done. So what we can do is if you have Cha-Ching on a network, it'll use Bonjour. You'll see all the shares of whoever has Cha-Ching on the network, and you can view folders. So you can share your accounts, your smart folders, your folders.
What a cool idea.
I know, I just thought it was so cool.
So did you think up the application and then kind of put together a virtual team? Is that how it happened?
Yeah, I thought it up. It was a very small app. I was just going to want to manage my money real quick. And I said, you know what? Playing with Delicious Library, everybody's favorite application. Right. I said, you know what? This is how I want to manage my money. This is how I want to do it. So that's what I did.
And Cha-Ching, how can people find it?
MidnightApps.com and find it there. That'll be awesome.
You guys are going to have a booth next year. In the tiny booth section, 2 years from now, you're going to be as big as Apple. That's my prediction.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Cha-Ching! Cha-Ching!
I had no symptoms at all. The physician who was doing my flight physical found what he thought was a small lump on my prostate.
He'll fly in today, be treated this afternoon, and fly back tomorrow morning.
It was pretty scary. Everyone else has cancer. Not him. Not people that you care about or know.